Blog Talk Radio.
General Quarters, Security Condition 3.
HQ, Security 3, sir. General Quarters 3, intruder alert. GQ 3, intruder alert.
Well, Mr. Sulu, you just know everything going on, don't you? I can't get anything past my doorman, and that's just fine because I love him. Hey, everybody. Welcome once again. Madam Perry Salon, I want you to know how happy I am that you are here and keeping me going every week with fun. So we've had so many fun people on, so many interesting folks, because you support me by downloading, by listening, by subscribing, some people by sharing, sharing this with your friends. And so that's how I can continue to keep bringing wonderful people to you. So thank you so much. I am... of course, your host and crew, Madam Perry. Now, just to kind of go over some things that we've happened recently, because I get a lot of... No, you can still always use the link that you listen to the show. I keep finding some that I don't even know that I'm on. I don't know if they're bootlegging me and turning a buck out of it or whatever. But the point is, it's all good. Recently, we had on here in the summer Athena Bass. Athena is a drummer, a working drummer. She actually plays more like hard rock and metal music. Athena is the younger sister of musician Tommy Lee. And when she was on back in the summer, she was also talking about her business, Athena Aromas. It's a bath products and candles. And so she's asked if she could come back on probably in December and talk about the new line of products is launching for Athena Aromas, and we are very excited about that. And I just talked to her about a week ago, so she said there's so much stuff to pack. Everything's been redone, new packaging and fragrances and all, so we look forward to that. Also, coming up in November, I don't know where to start. Going to have Amy Holland, singer-songwriter. She's a touring right now with her husband, Michael McDonald, and then Ricky Berg, you probably know from playing guitar for Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, and Roger Daltrey, and he is going to be on. He's got a new CD. And, you know, when you think about all the stuff that's going on right now in our government, there's never been a more interesting, exciting time with a lot going on in the news. I mean, it's like every day, every few hours, you check the news to see what's changed. Can you imagine if you were about 19 years old and working in the White House? Well, that's what happened with Donald Stinson. He was about 18 years old and just an intern working in Washington when the Watergate scandal broke. So imagine being 18 and being right there in the middle of everything happening, everything going on. And, you know, that's something... that's an eyewitness to history that most of us don't have, and that will never be repeated. But he's going to be on with his book at the end of November. But tonight, you know I have been so excited about tonight's guest. Now, a lot of people are calling me. A lot of people are asking me what, you know, what I can do, what she can do. I don't know where to begin. So let me just kind of go at it like this, and then when she... will tell you far more, and she will answer your questions. She's an author. She's a Reiki healing master. She also does crystal healing, candle healing. She knows how to work with pendulums, which is something that I've been interested in, but I've never found information on it. She's an author. Several of her books Well, she's got three books that are very, very popular. But the most, we're going to be talking about the newest one first. But just to make sure, and I'm checking my notes, make sure I call the titles correct. Hearts on the Line, Diary of a Beverly Hills Matchmaker, and the new, which is fantastic, it's called The Buddha Made Me Do It. And she says, what starts as a search for a decorative Buddha statuette leads one woman on a spiritual journey that will change everything. And she does not exaggerate. This is true. She has her own shows, and she does magnetizing miracles coaching. There's just way too much to say. So I'm just going to say, Marla Martinson, welcome to Madame Perry's Salon. Please come in and find a nice, cushy place to sit.
Oh, I see a nice velvet cushion right over there. It's red, and I'll sit right down.
Okay, good, good. When your friend Tony Green was recently, I think she either had the paisley one or the purple one. So you've got the red one. I know, like,
all
everybody
right.
has their own special. Yeah. Well, welcome to Madame Perry's Salon. This is your first time here, and I am so delighted. Like we said, recently Tony Green was on, and she's your friend. And she told me, you've got to meet my friend Marla Martinson.
Oh,
and you've
yeah.
got to have her on there. So she's getting a lot.
So
and
here I am, right in time for Halloween.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And you've been on some you've been on the Today Show, San Diego Living, Urban Rush, KUSI San Diego Morning Show, hundreds and hundreds of shows, including Coast to Coast AM with George Noory. And now I've got you here in Madame Perry Salon. I am honored. I am delighted. And so let's get to learning about you. Now, your newest book is the brand new book is The Buddha Made Me Do It. So just start by telling us what that's about. And by the way, folks, if you're listening live tonight, you can call in and talk to Marla. The number is 646-716-9922. Okay, The Buddha Made You Do It.
The Buddha Made Me Do It. Yes, the Buddha Made Me Do It, A Field Guide to Enlightenment, with LITE as the light, spiritual light. It's my spiritual memoir, which I did do two memoirs before that, since I've been a matchmaker for 16 years. I had written Diary of a Beverly Hills Matchmaker and the sequel, Hearts on the Line, because everyone, when I'd be at a party or anywhere and someone found out I'm a matchmaker, they all wanted, tell me your craziest story or tell me about it. And so I decided to write a memoir about it. And it's really, they're very funny. They're really good insight. And then I didn't know that I had, and then I had written two dating books prior to that, so I've written five books, but I didn't know that I had another book in me. I wanted to write one, but I didn't know what, and my friend Julie, who is a celebrity ghostwriter and my friend and neighbor, actually gave me the idea to write this book, and it's a funny story how this happened, because when my husband and I bought a house in 2011, we moved from a small apartment in Hollywood, and we really wanted a house, so we had to move to the San Fernando Valley, and we looked and looked and looked and finally found the perfect house, and I was, like, decluttering and things, and there was this Buddha statuette, like a wooden one that I had that a neighbor had given me. I don't know why, I got rid of it, trying to, you know, downsize. And then wouldn't you know, he mm-hmm. never asked about that until, you know, I got rid of it. And then, so one day he says, Marla, where's that Buddha? And I was like, oh no, I know him, right? Because he's going to get mad if I say I got rid of it. So I said, oh, he goes, you didn't get rid of it, did you? I said, no, it's probably in the garage. I'm from the move, I'm sure. I'll check and I'll get back with you. So instead of going to the garage, I hightailed it, you know, around town looking for a replacement, because I'd seen those same little statues in different spiritual bookshops and stuff. So I looked and looked and I couldn't find one. And he'd asked again, did you find the Buddha? I said, no, I'm sure it's still packed away. I'm trying to find it. And so I thought, oh, what am I going to do? So I Googled and I found one more place that I said, I'm going to check. And then if this one doesn't work, if they don't have one, I'll face the music, right? And so I walk into this place called the Imagine Center on Ventura Boulevard in Tarzana. And I walk in and I'm like, oh, I look around. I see no Buddhas. I asked the gal at the desk, at the cashier desk. I said, do you have any Buddhas? She says, no, but we do offer classes. Take a flyer. And so I looked at the the flyer, and they offered really cool classes for like $15 each, and they'd last like 6 weeks for like connecting with your guides, opening your psychic channels, and different things like that. So I called my friend Julie, and I said, Julie, I couldn't find the Buddha, but hey, they've got these classes. Do you want to take one? And she goes, sure. So we start taking classes there, and we loved it so much that we took every class they had. I also took the crystal healing class, which I found out I could get certified in. Then we started taking classes all over Los Angeles. We took classes in candle magic, in pendulums, in went to channelers. We went to psychics. We went to psychic fairs. We did everything under the sun. And Julie brought over a talking board, a communication board. She brought over two, and we tried that. And so we went on a big 2-year adventure of discovery in the spiritual realm, different things from spirituality, crystals, the occult, paranormal, all these things. And then she says, hey, Marla, why don't you write about it? You should write a book about this, because a lot of the stuff was funny that we were doing, too. We had just so many laughs, showing up at a Bhajan, and somebody, an Indian Bhajan in someone's garage in the valley, and I mean, all sorts of things. So I did. I said, that's a great idea, and this wonderful, fun book came out of that, and so I'm just thrilled. And that's how I got it.
So now, what kind of things? Because on your website, it describes the Buddha made me do it as a memoir. It's a genre as a memoir.
Right.
So we see how the Buddha made you do it. Just that was that one thing. And I know what you mean, because I've been trying to down. Miss, you know, or what do you say I shouldn't take? And because of that one thing, the only thing your husband asked about led you on this search to find a Buddha, but instead you found the place where you could learn to and study more. So
yeah,
tell
well,
me,
you know what? It's unbelievable, Jennifer. It's unbelievable that just one thing. So if we follow the little clues or be open, because this one thing just. A given away Buddha that my husband that sent me on this wild goose chase changed my life, because I not only wrote this amazing memoir, but I'm now and I'd always been on a spiritual path, but it led me now. I'm a crystal healer. I'm a Reiki master. I do energy healings. I do angel readings. I was able, because of all the energetic work and study, I was able to open up energetically and channel my angel, which I met with Julie on the talking board. And now people contact me for distance healings and angel readings, and they come to me in person. And I'm into all this wonderful magical stuff that I've combined with the matchmaking. And I mean, my whole life kind of changed because of this Buddha statue that I gave away. So just watch that one little thing in your life can really change your trajectory. It's very interesting.
Yeah, definitely. So then let me ask you this. Back up. Now, we all of us, or most of us, talk about our guardian angels, meeting our guardian angels, feeling our guardian angel around us. Well, my guardian angels be watching. Not many people talk about meeting their guardian angels. So with this talking board, you said you met your guardian angel. Take us a little bit. Take us there.
Okay, I'll take you on that night. So it was probably, I think, it was October or November 2013, and my husband went to work. He's an entertainer, so he works at night. So Julie came over. It was dark, and she looks around all nervous. I said, don't worry, Adolfo's at work. She would freak out. She had these big talking boards. So she had downloaded from the internet and put them on this tap board. So it was like, you know, with the letters, the alphabet, and then some numbers and some fun, like ghoulish cartoons on them. It was really fun. So anyway, we sat down in my office, home office, lit some candles, put some statues of saints and Jesus and some crystals, and said some prayers of protection, and then we were ready to communicate to the beyond. And so we said, we'd never done it before, so we're like, hello, is anyone here that would like to talk to us? And first, there was kind of this trickster that came on and said, you know, hello, and we said, what's your name? And it said, secret. And we said, you're not going to tell us. And it said secret spirit. And we're like, oh, you're a secret spirit. And anyway, this trickster wasn't going to tell us, but it was nice. We said, are you, you know, evil? It said no. And it was just there. So we're like, okay, well, that was kind of fun. And then the next time we tried it, that trickster came back on, but we're like, okay, listen, can you get out of here? Because, you know, we want to talk to somebody else. And the planchette starts moving, and it says, I said, who is this? And the word spelled A-N-G-E-L, angel. I'm like, angel? You're an angel? And then it spelled guardian. And I said, guardian, you're my guardian angel? And it said, yes. Told me her name. And she said Merthyr, so it was this longer, it's a Welsh word. I looked it up, which means martyr. And then after I got to know her better, she says, just call me Mirth, M-U-R-T-H. So anyway, we had all these great conversations, and it was just beautiful. And then Julie would come over, and we'd talk to her on the board, but I wanted to talk to her on my own. I wanted to communicate. So when I was by myself, I would try it and sit there, and nothing would work. Nothing would move. And I tried that for about 8 months, and when I'd ask with Julie on the board, I said, why can't I do this on my own? And it said, she would say energy. So, okay, the energy's not right. I don't have enough energy, whatever. So once I started getting Reiki, getting these energetic attunements, meditating, all of working with the spiritual side of things, one night, about 8 months later, I was trying it on my own, and it started moving. And then I've been in great communication ever since. And then last year, I decided to get off the board and start channeling. I said, you know, Merce, can we please get off the board? I want to have some direct channeling without having to do that. And so I put my hands on the keyboard, and I do automatic writing. And I could hear the messages, and I write and I type them out. And so that's how it happened. So, and I never was one to, you know, I'd like Doreen Virtue, you know, she's a big angel communicator.
Oh, yeah.
The Playhouse. She's, you know, her. I love her. Mm-hmm. But I would listen to her stuff before, and I think, you know, I really like her. But really, I was very skeptical. Like, she's talking to angels. This sounds a little, I don't know. And then, but when it happened to me, then I was like, well, yeah, she is. So sometimes you have to have direct experience for something to really believe it, you know, because it's sometimes hard to believe it, you know, it's so fantastical.
That's true. Well, yeah, obviously. Well, we also want to be talking some more to us, other things you've got going on, this experiences. You know, people that listen know that I'm fascinated with astral traveling and candle magic and crystals. Well, I have a caller for you. And remember, if you want to talk to Marla, the number is 646-716-9922, because she's ready to talk to you and wants to meet you. And you, welcome to Madame Perry's Salon, and come on in and say hello to Marla.
Hi. Hello. Hi. What's your name?
Hey.
Sherry.
This is Sherry. Yeah, this is Sherry Marla, and she has her own show, Chatting with Sherry, and she's a playwright. She puts on a lot of plays. So,
wow. Nice.
Yeah, okay. She's a very talented woman. So, have you heard any of the show so far, Sherry?
I came in late. I just heard a little bit of it.
Oh, okay. All right. So what would you ask Marla? She was talking about meeting her guardian angel through the talking board, and by trying to track down a little image of a Buddha, she found this place that taught Reiki. What was it called? Imagination?
The Imagine Center.
The Imagine Center. And mm-hmm. learned about crystal healing, Pentacles candle magic, and all these
connecting
things.
With
so
your guides.
What?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yes. Connecting with your guide. So, what question or what interests you about that, Sherry? What kind of a question would you ask?
I don't know. I used to be really into all that, but I've had a rough time of it in the last several years. So, kind of become a little bit more cynical about
mm-hmm.
it. Things have been hard, and mm-hmm. as much as I tried, nothing worked
mm-hmm.
with crystals. I still have them and tarot cards and all that, because I could read the tarot and all that stuff. I never could read it for myself. I could read it for others. But
mm-hmm.
How do you get it back when things have been really rough?
Well, you know, whenever I have an issue or a question or a problem or something going on, I do turn to my angels, and I'll go on, I have my little board, and I'll go sit down with my candles and say some prayers and talk to them. And they always have really loving, wonderful messages for me. And it's nice to know that they're there. I like to sleep with my crystals. I use them in my healing. Like I do, if somebody comes over and I give them a Reiki session, energetic healing, I always use a lot of crystals, which is just nice. They're very, I love the crystals. They're like being, you know, beings in their own right, with intelligence and part coming right out of the earth. I love to connect with the earth. My pet, I have my dog. I don't have any kids. I'm married, but I have a dog, Macy, who's with me. I work from home, so she gives me so much love and comfort. And I guess I just angels and to get me through, because we all have those ups and downs, you know. And we're not all perfect. Like I know I should be meditating every day, and I don't. And so you know, we go up and down, and maybe on and off the path, or come back to something. So that's what I do.
Yeah, and I keep telling, this is one thing, I know I'm not a psychic, but I think, you know, I often say that sometimes, you know, especially women, we'll sell ourselves so short, and our girlfriends say, oh, if you could only see yourself the way I see you, because Sherry's such a vibrant person. You know, like I said, she has a show, she's a playwright and a writer, and I just keep thinking that if Sherry would just open her eyes, she'd realize, I think that there's somebody very special is trying to get her attention that she's not noticing it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's our frequency and our vibration too. So when we're happy with ourselves, when we're doing our spiritual work, we're, you know, getting out in some sunshine, drinking a lot of water and organic foods and stuff, our frequency will rise, and then we do attract, you know, a higher frequency, people that are resonating on that, vibrating on that same frequency. Mm-hmm. Does that help?
What
do you think of that, Sherry?
I just, I don't know. I was kind of wondering if you saw anybody, but I guess not.
Oh, well, I don't know. I'm not really, I mean, I could, I'd have to connect with Mirth and do an angel reading, because I'm not like psychic where I could just, somebody calls and I'm, you know, visioning stuff. So, but I will tell you that, you know, women especially, I don't really hear men saying this, but women will call into shows and they'll ask psychics. We always want to know as women, when is somebody coming? Who's coming and when, right? And it really depends on us. It depends, like I said, on our frequency, how happy we are, our vibration. When we're up and happy, people are, you know, they flock to us. I know when I'm really in a good high vibration, I go out, I could go to the bank or the post office or the grocery store, and people are looking at me, they're smiling at me, you know, everything's, you know, people are letting me in on the freeway, and if I'm down, they're, you know, kind of avoiding. So I would say to any woman looking for love, look at yourself, see if you're happy with your life, if there's anything you need to do to make yourself maybe in better shape or look better or feel better or clean up, you know, energetically, or clean up in your house or clutter. You can raise that, switch that around. So I think that's really the key there.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks for calling, Sherry.
Bye.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye.
And we had another caller that just dropped the phone. They were from a 512 area code. So if you were waiting, then just ready to, this, well, space open now. So 512 area code, I hope you're still listening. And then call right back. And thank you so much, Sherry, for calling. And, okay, so let's get back on. So the Buddha, because I'm fascinated at this. The Buddha, the search for the Buddha led you to imagine, and where you took so many classes, and can I go ahead and skip forward and ask you about things like astral traveling?
Oh, yeah, sure. So you're into that? Do you do that too?
Well, actually, I'm trying. Now, I had a guest on my show once who's I've had a few guests on that have had that experience, and one of them is He's in charge of like a worldwide group, and I remember, he's all about out-of-body experiences, and I told him, I said, well, you know, I was going to put this show as, tag it as Can't Afford a Vacation, Sick of Having a Staycation.
That's
Learn
great.
To have an out-of-body experience.
That's right. You can go anywhere. Go up into the stars, right? It's great. Well, I remember as a kid, it used to happen to me. I grew up in Seattle, Washington, and like in the summer when it was hot or something, I'd lay on my bed and I would feel like my body, I would leave, kind of leave my body. And there was a couple times it happened, once at night in bed too. I left and somebody was pulling me out. It was really weird. I was being pulled out and I was fighting for, like fighting for my life, you know, like pulling back, and it came back in. I don't know what that was about, but I'll never forget it. And then a couple other times, and then otherwise that was it. And then once I started on this path with Julie and we're delving into all this stuff, I'm doing all the energetic stuff and the crystals, and I started at night, I would start feeling like my body, like my legs are floating or something. I'm floating up above my body. I would kind of start coming out. And then what you feel also is this, and that you'll feel like a, you'll hear like, feel and hear like an engine roaring, like really this vibration in your ear and your body will vibrate like really strong. And then that's what's happening, is your spirit's kind of disconnecting to go take a flight, you know. And it was like, whoa. And I have to just keep myself like calm, like say, okay, it's okay, it's okay, just try it, just try it. Well, one night I remember, all of a sudden, I'm standing. It's in the middle of the night, and I'm standing looking at the corner of the bedroom, and I see this light coming out of the corner, and I'm scared, and I'm like, "What's going on?" And then I realize it's my dad, and I said, and I look over at my husband who's asleep, and I'm yelling, I'm like, "It's dad! It's dad! It's dad! It's dad!" And then I see my dad coming, and then all of a sudden I'm in the bed, and my dad's sitting at the edge of the bed, and he's in a brown monk, like a monk cloak with a hood, and I scramble to the edge and I grab his arm and I look in his face, and his face is a little thinner than it was before, and his eyes are a little watery, and he's looking at me deep into my eyes, and I'm like, I'm going, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, and he's doing this like nodding, like almost a knowing nod, like yes, it's me, and then he disappeared, and then I like scrambled back under the covers. And I was just like astonished. I'm like, I can't believe what happened. And oh my God. And I was overwhelmed. Well, then I was talking to a couple months later, I was at like this psychic fair, and I was talking to this psychic, and he said, I explained what I experienced. And he says, well, you met your dad on the astral plane. You know, it wasn't, my husband didn't hear me screaming. I was out of my body and I saw my dad coming.
Oh.
So, yes. So that was,
you should be thinking, why your husband? How hard does your husband sleep?
He didn't hear anything. And I'm like, you didn't hear me screaming? He's like, no. And so I, and that, it feels like it was yesterday. It was so crystal clear. It wasn't a dream, because you know how dreams, they go and they morph and they're this, that, they, this was one specific moment, you know, 2 minutes or whatever. And that was it.
My.
And it was so amazing. And it was like three years ago, whatever. And then another time I did go out, and I went all the way up to the stars. And then I was flying, and it looked like I was going over like the Mediterranean. There were these tile roofs and beautiful crystal clear waters. And then I landed somewhere where there was snow, and I saw someone walking ahead of me, kind of holding my hand, and I thought it was Jesus. I felt that. I couldn't see the face. And then we walked to a wall. He jumped over the wall, and I tried to jump over, and I was back in my body. But those were the two most marked, you know, most, I feel
the
like
caller
of
the line
I remember
for you.
That like it was yesterday. Okay.
Oh, really? All right. Yeah. Hi, welcome to Madame Perry Salon. You're here with Madame and with Marla Martinson. Hi, who's here?
Hello. This is Trish. How are you?
Hi, Trish.
Doing great, Trish. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I was curious if you were doing readings and how they worked.
Oh, I do readings. If you go to my website, marlamartinson.com, I have the information there.
Okay.
I channel my angel
a MIRT, and what happens is, and they're really affordable, you guys, it's $15 for a message from MIRT. And if you want a long distance healing and a message, it's $25. So it's really fun. So what I do is I'll tune in and I will channel her and type it all up for you and send it to you in an email, your message. And you can tell me like what you want to concentrate on. So that's what I do.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Trish?
You're welcome. Yeah.
Well, Trish, let me ask you a question, Trish. Have you ever had anybody read for you before, or have you had anyone practice Reiki for you or crystal healing?
I've had reading and Reiki, but not crystal healing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because I get the feeling that, you know, you do have some experience, you know, and have a lot of knowledge about these things. Don't you?
I definitely have some knowledge, that's for sure. I mean, more so about the readings than about the healings.
What about, you know, we were talking about Marla's guardian angel, Trish. Do you feel like you know your guardian angel? Can you feel your guardian angel near you?
No, I actually can't.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah, that's,
do you
that's,
want to?
That's really, yeah, do you want to?
Well, sure. I mean, I guess, you know, I don't really know that I would recognize it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. It's,
all right,
it's,
this is to
it's
you,
really,
Marla.
It's tricky. Yeah, it's tricky because I wouldn't have either, and I did connect on the board. So probably my guardian angel could connect in with yours. So let me see, Trish, should I do a little channel it right now? Let's see, you want me to? Okay, so
Trish, you okay
where
with
do
it?
You live?
I'm totally okay with this.
Okay. Where do you live?
I live in Connecticut.
Okay, let me try this. Yes, Trish, you are such a sparkly soul. It is so nice to meet you. I am Mirth, Marla's angel. Just relax, take some time to be with yourself and in nature. Drink a lot of pure water, get grounded, sit in meditation. And if you can get some energetic work done, or if you do some energetic work such as Reiki or any kind of energy, it will open those channels so that you can connect with us. We are on the seventh dimension, but we are here near you, and we are just waiting for you to ask for help. Angels don't just jump in like you would assume unless there's an emergency. You do have free will. And we will assist if called. We love to talk to you. Your angels are here and looking forward to connection. Much love, Mark.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right, Trish, how we doing?
You're welcome.
I'm doing okay. Thanks. Okay. I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you
You're
so
welcome.
Much for calling, huh?
Yep.
Okay. Bye. Thanks, Trish. Wow. Okay, I can feel. I feel electric
now. Can you
feel it? I mean, that was really nice. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, the other night I had a little Halloween party at my house. It was actually it's a death cafe. I volunteer for hospice, and there's something called the death cafe mm-hmm. that came over from England. And so what we do is we get together and have a potluck, and then we all sit around like in a circle and talk about death or loved ones that have passed or spirits or experiences. And we had a wonderful time. I decorated the house for Halloween. We had about 8 people, and I didn't know. I really only knew the woman that was running it. And then there were these new people there I'd never even met. I couldn't even remember their names, you know? And so we were all sitting there. And then at the end of the evening, Janelle, the gal who ran it, she says, Marla, would you give some angel readings? And I'm like, well, sure, I'll, you know. So I sat down and had my little board, and I went around, gave each person a message, and I didn't know them, and they were all like, oh, this is right on, this is great. They loved it. So I did kind of a little round table reading thing, and I like doing that.
Nice.
That was really Yeah, that was very fun. That was really magical.
Marla, I have another caller.
Okay.
For you. And this one, I think, may be from the, I'm looking just at the phone, if it could be from the West Coast. Hi, welcome to Madame Perry's Salon with Marla Martinson.
Hi, this
and
is Anita.
Welcome.
Viviani.
Anita, yes, this is Anita from the West Coast. How you doing?
Well, thanks for, good, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm delighted. I'm delighted. I'm glad that you're here, too, to meet Marla. This is your first time in the genie bottle here, I think, so of Madame Perry Salon. But glad you're here to talk to Marla.
I'm
Have you got a question, a specific question, or just an area you want to talk about?
Well, you know, I've been looking for love for a while now, and, you know, came out of a really long, crazy marriage. And so I tend to attract weird people, and I'm just curious if there's some good things coming my way.
You're attracting weird people, Anita?
Could be that I live in South Bay in California.
Where do you live?
I live down in Redondo Beach area in California.
Okay. Yeah, you're not far from me. I'm in the San Fernando Valley. Well,
so, yeah.
La La Land can be interesting, right? So, how long have you been divorced?
We finalized a year ago. We were separated in 2014, early March.
And how have you been meeting people now? Have you been doing the online dating and things like that?
Yes, I was told by a friend of mine who's a psychic to go online. She said it's the only way you'll find someone. I was kicking myself and didn't really want to do it, but she forced me to. So I've been on there for about 6 weeks. And I did do what she said, go out and meet a few. So I had actually 3 dates this week.
Okay.
Different ones, like a drink, a coffee date, and then I had a dinner date last night. And I really felt the chemistry, but I'm not sure if he's like one of those wild cards.
So he could be a slasher, but he was sexy, right?
Yes, he was. We had a lot of chemistry, but that, you know, could be dangerous.
that is true. Both men and women tend to mistake wild, like sexual chemistry, romantic chemistry for like, oh, that's my soulmate because I'm so attracted to this person. So that's great that you're aware of that you've got to get to know somebody. So that's really good. You know, I would say if you're kind of attracting kind of some weird people, I maybe look at your, do you have any maybe cords you need to be cut that are you're still energetically attached to your ex, or any kind of resentment or bitterness or any anger or frustration, anything that you need to so you'll
it's
wanna,
a trust issue
yeah
it's a trust. I have been doing Kundalini yoga for the meditation and breathing, and it's actually helping me. I'm starting to feel more balanced, and I feel like I have opened up more to a broader view of what I want and don't want, because I don't think I really asked for what I wanted before. And so I feel
That's good. You want to clear yourself, and you can work with, you can even Google how to cords. You can call in Archangel Michael to help you with it. And I'm always doing that. Like I'll even do I have a little ritual where I'm going to do tomorrow. If there's anybody maybe that you want to cut energies with, it doesn't mean you're cutting them out of your life or you're cursing them or hating them or anything, but you want to cut those cords, and you can sit even with their name and put some candles around, some crystals in a cauldron. And then I will do like a releasing and a prayer, and then I burn the name. And that is very powerful, too. And you could always come in. We're in the same city, and come in for a beautiful clearing, crystal healing. I'm here. Or there's a lot of things you can do. Yeah. And then you want to maybe make sure. I'm happy to look at your profile, your dating profile, and see if there's something maybe, you know, on there. Because a lot of people will put some things like, if you're this and that, don't even bother, you know, calling this, and people will come off a certain way. So you
true,
want to be
true.
More positive, to the point. And so I'm happy to look at your bio, you know, to give you some tips. You're going in the right direction, but I would say, get that cleaned up, your trust issues, your the things that are still like energetically around you, before you can connect with somebody new. But it's good that you're getting out there. I like how you're being open and taking coffee dates and being open-minded. That's great.
Yeah. It's a hard one.
It's hard
to go out
there.
But
I'm
doing
it. Don't say that either. Don't say it. What did you say? You're Jewish?
Oh.
What?
Okay.
No, what did you say?
Hmm?
I thought you said it's hard because you're Jewish?
No. It's just hard to throw yourself out there and meet people. And
I thought maybe you're looking for a Jewish man and it was hard to find.
No.
Okay.
No.
No. So, I couldn't hear. Don't say it's hard. It's not hard. It's an adventure. Yeah.
True.
Have fun with
it. I did put that on, but I'm adventurous. So that's good.
Yeah. All right.
And Marla, I've met Anita once, just a couple of weeks ago, and she's gorgeous. You can tell she's Swedish. You can tell by her accent and beautiful. She just radiates a warmth and a love, intelligence about her, and so. So people that know her or have met her, you know, we kind of take a personal interest in wanting Anita to find somebody that's really worthy of her.
Well,
absolutely.
Thank you.
And it's timing too, Anita. It's timing, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe the right guy for you. Maybe he's getting a divorce now, or maybe he's moving from another city for work. Or
true.
You know,
that is true.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I feel. I don't want to just take things too quickly either. It has to fall in place.
Exactly. Don't put too much on it. Like when you're out on a date, you don't have to think, is this my soulmate? Is this the one? Just go and have a good time and think about, okay,
right,
I'm meeting a new person, and go at it from that angle.
I like that advice.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I hope it helps. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much, Anita.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Jenny.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
You are so welcome, dear. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Oh, also, Madam Terry, I wanted to tell you, I also have a show on Blog Talk Radio on Wednesdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, called The Mystical Matchmaker, and people can call in for advice and stuff as well.
Hey, Anita,
hello?
Are you still with me? Or?
Oh, I think Anita
left. Okay, that's right. Yes, Anita did leave. Okay, so your show, your show, Marla, is it's on Wednesdays at what time?
Wednesday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern. And then, of course, it's there in the archives forever, like yours, so they could listen to it anytime. And, it's called The Mystical Matchmaker, and I often I'll have a psychic on, and we will do readings or give advice or talk about love. So it's a lot of fun. So people can call in there, too, if they didn't get on today and they want to ask some questions. I'll be there Wednesday.
Okay. The Mystical Matchmaker. I like that. So this is amazing. You know, you talked about learning to work with pendulums, and that's something I've seen, but I've never ever seen when I've gone somewhere, like the shops where I go for crystals and things, I've never seen any classes or any demonstrations on pendulum work. Would you mind telling us about that?
Julie and I did take a pendulum class at a place called the Green Man Store in Los Angeles, and that was a lot of fun. But there's a lot of books on it. Of course, you can find a lot of videos on YouTube. But a pendulum is just anything. You see how all the pretty crystals hanging on the end of a chain, or they also have them in wood, beech wood. I have a couple of wooden ones, which I really love working with. And then I have a couple of different crystal ones. But it works with the energy. So I like to use it when I'm doing a healing. So somebody will be laying on the table, and I want to see if their chakras are open or if their chakras are spinning in the right direction. So I will hold it over each chakra, and I can tell. You can use that. You can use it to gauge your own what's going on with you, maybe ask. Well, it's crazy. You know how I see so many women with breast cancer these days, and you see it on Facebook, and I know a lot of people, so I get a little paranoid. Sometimes I feel something, and I'm like, do I have cancer? So I'll take my pendulum, and I'll hold it in front of my boobies, and I'll say, do I have cancer in this breast? Like, no, and it always says no. Or you can use it and hold it over some food. Is this food good for me to eat? Or you can check different things, you know, energetically. Is this water safe or whatever? I like doing that. So you can do a lot of different things with it. In the beginning, I was asking different questions about different things, and it gave me some wonky answers. I was like, I don't trust it for certain questions and stuff, but I do like it to read the energy in the chakras and things.
When you wrote the book, Diary of a Beverly Hills Matchmaker, one of the reviews I saw, I think it's from Women Connect Online, it says Marla Martinson provides a candid account of what life is like for a matchmaker of a high-class Beverly Hills dating service. I found myself completely spellbound by this witty memoir. Martinson takes you on a humorous ride and sometimes the stressful side of trying to fulfill unreasonable demands of wealthy clientele. And she goes on to talk about being caught up in the glamour. And I think the person that wrote this and reviewed is given a sense that the way it was written by you, that they actually could feel themselves, like they were just riding shotgun with you and hanging
right.
out with you. Yeah, which is good.
Yeah, and it's just a great story, so you don't have to be single to read it. It's not, you know, a dating advice book or anything. It's a memoir about a year in my life I was there at this firm. I've been a matchmaker 16 years now, but I was at that particular firm for 7. So it chronicled 1 year of me at that place, matching these high end, because the clients are the wealthier, more affluent men who are hoping to meet a, you know, drop dead gorgeous woman to marry or have a long term relationship with. So they were so picky on the looks and so I chronicle a whole year. Plus, I've got the story of me and my husband, who is a Latin musician, so, and I'm a wacky redhead, always trying to get in the show, so we're like a real-life Ricky and Lucy. And then my mom, whose name is Donna Reed, and she lives up in Washington, and she was in it. And just a lot of great characters, good stories, and it's true. So that even makes it more juicy, knowing that this stuff really goes on. So, yeah, it was fun.
What is it like when somebody comes, like especially the wealthier people, and they make specifics? Is it usually more, like say, a man looking for a woman? Are they really, I guess, looks are first if you want the trophy wife, they want them to look. But what are the kind of specifics? Do they want them to be intelligent, funny, speak other languages, play sports, or interested in certain sports? What are they usually? Because you never know. You think, I know that the public or the folks like me might think, oh, well, all they want is somebody good looking. They don't care if they're smart. But then again, that's probably not necessarily true.
No. Right. So, of course, men are visual. That's just the way they're wired, right? For a man to be able to be physically, you know, intimate, he has to get an erection, which means he has to like what he sees to get that, you know. So they're a little different than women, which we might like a sense of humor, a powerful guy, other qualities. We don't always have to have the most gorgeous guy in the room, whereas the men, they really focus in on the look they like. Now, some men might want real skinny, some want curvy, some like blonde, brunette, Latin, you know, African-American, Jewish. They all have their style or what they're looking for to fit into their life or their lifestyle, maybe a certain religious background or cultural background area they live in. But they always want to start with, is she the look I like? Does she have the body type I like? So once we've got that and then the age range, they usually want a little younger than themselves. So then, yeah, they do. They want a woman with the whole package, just like we do for the guys. They would love an intelligent woman because they have, you know, they're more affluent, like I said, upscale. So she's got to fit into their workplace, you know, social settings, family. They travel a lot. So they need a woman that can fit into that lifestyle. Love a woman with a sense of humor. The biggest thing they say is, Marla, please find me a woman who's happy with her life. Because a lot of times, even though you'd think this wouldn't happen anymore, a lot of women do treat the date like a therapy session. And they will, you know, spill, especially after a couple of glasses of wine, they'll be spilling their guts on, you know, their ex or their financial problems or their, you know, problems with their kids or health, whatever. What medications they're on, I mean, you name it, they tell you. And the guy, after a whole long day of work, he's just looking forward to sitting down to a dinner with a beautiful woman and having a great time and seeing if there's any chemistry for a possible relationship. So that's why, like we were talking to Anita, I said, just go without any expectation, just have fun, and, you know, and then it'll go from there. But the guys are, yeah, they're looking for the whole package. I wouldn't really say a trophy wife. I mean, they just, men, I don't know any man who would say, you know, like let's say a man sees a woman at a cocktail party. She's totally not his type. He does not find her attractive. He's not going to go up and say, hey, I bet you have a brilliant mind and a beautiful soul. Let's go out. It's not going to happen. He has to like what he sees first. And then, right, and then he wants to know more after that. So it's unfortunate. It's shallow. And it makes me upset as the women, you know, get older and stuff. It's like, ah, that's all you care about, you know. But so that's life. So we're humans, right? That's what it is in 3D.
Yeah. They're wired. It really is. And you know, I think I've read interviews with people who have had transgender surgery. And they've even talked about whether it's going from man to woman or vice versa, recognizing that difference of how men are excited by the visual.
Mm-hmm.
So it really is. It really
is.
They're wired. You're right.
Yeah, and that doesn't mean that women have to look like a model or anything, but do I always do encourage women to try to, you know, stay in shape, stay your best. Like as I get older, I keep my teeth whitened, you know, color my hair, go to the gym, try to stay my best, be your best you, you know, so you do feel good, and then you feel good in your body, and you radiate your confidence, and you're happy with yourself, and that's going to show. So you don't have to be like Heidi Klum or something to get a man, absolutely not, but yes, men are visual, that's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, at least, yeah, show that you care. I think I saw a couple once on, that makeover show.
There was the Swan. Remember that Swan, the one called the Swan? I remember that one.
He said,
my
wife seems to dress like, well, she has to just put on clothes because, and so he said, that just seems to be her whole choice. It's just, well, I got to put on something because you can't go out naked. You know, this is probably not literal. But, yeah, it matters. It matters if you show, like, you care that something's clean when you go out. These are things that don't take a lot of money.
Yeah, and the guys, they do like a woman's feminine, nice hand, manicure, you know, they like that too. And I will say, a lot of women wear too much makeup. The guys, I hear this all the time, like, oh, she was wearing too much makeup. Guys like a more natural look, so don't feel that you have to pile it all on. Because I see that a lot too.
Okay. Okay, mm-hmm. So less is more than makeup.
Less is more. You don't have to spray a bottle of perfume on before you leave the house either. It's just very subtle.
And now, so as we were talking, to Anita, if people come to see you, if people can see you in person, you mm-hmm. can talk to me about what you would do with somebody like Anita or Sherry, because they're both on the West Coast, so they come to see you. Tell me what an appointment's like.
Yeah, they'll come over. I have my home, my little studio here at home in the San Fernando Valley, and I have my table, and I'll do some clearing on them first, and then they'll be on my table, and I have a whole, I'm usually with them about an hour and a half, and we'll do the healing on the table, some Reiki, some crystals, some, just depending if they're single, we might want to really work on the heart chakra. I have a lot of different modalities that I'll use. And then I usually, if they want, I give an angel reading as well. So it's a really nice, beautiful, I mean, I use oils and crystals and candles and energetic healing. It's a really powerful and really very relaxing, really nice. I could tell you a story about a gal who was coming to me. She still comes to me, but she's coming to me. She wanted to meet someone. She'd never been married. She was around 60, and she needed to do a lot of work around the heart chakra. So she'd come, and I'd do a session on her and would work on her worth, self-worth, releasing, forgiveness, a lot of heart chakra work. And after three sessions, then she did meet a great guy, and they ended up dating and living together. So she opened up there, so that helped a lot. That was beautiful. I love that's like mixing the healing with the matchmaking, which was
very rewarding. That was my next question. It's got to feel good to feel like you helped, you know,
I love that. And then I do have occasionally a man will come over, or they'll hire me to do the distance healing. And a lot of men, they haven't heard of it or anything, but they're willing to try, which is nice because men aren't as open to this stuff. Of course, I don't ask the men if they want an angel reading. I'm like, I don't want them to think I'm too woo-woo, but they enjoy their energy work.
That's good. I think that's got to feel good, too, if a guy is. I think sometimes we're more hesitant. And if they actually make the effort and just get over whatever, you know, whatever reticence they have about it and come to you, that's a big step forward, too. I think that would, I would imagine that that would sort of open up their souls and their spirits to receive a little bit more.
Yeah.
Of what they're looking for.
I get them to try to think out of the box and try to date someone maybe that's not their type that they think they have to have, you know, certain hair color, eye color, height, whatever. I try to get them to open up and say, look, what do you got to lose? Just meet for happy hour. And I try to energetically too open, help them because it's just narrows when you have such a narrow list, it narrows it down. It's just harder. I mean, the people that get in relationships the most that I see are people who are open. It's like, well, I don't care what color hair or how tall or this, that, I just want to meet a good quality person. And then they're just open and they meet a lot of people. And then that's when it happens. I see that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Women,
so
too,
if you're listening. No, you go ahead. No. Go ahead.
Well,
please.
I was going to say one more tip for the ladies, one more tip, because the women often get caught up in the guy has to be 6 feet tall and tall or taller, right? On the height. And the average American male is 5'9", and the average American woman 5'4". So give a guy under 6 feet or under 5'10" a chance if you're one of those ladies that I always live in my heels, you know. I say, well, I hope you're going to be very happy the rest of your life with your heels, you know, and they'll keep you warm at night. But there's a lot of great guys out there that aren't, you know, quote unquote tall, but they're fabulous. So if you're one of those ladies, give it a chance. This is your homework. Go out with one shorter guy on your next date and let me know how it goes.
You know, that is great. That is perfect because, and I know you say this, but I've seen people too that have like a certain physical requirement that they think this is my ideal person. And then when they finally find the love of their life, like especially a friend of mine in Vegas, been married for 25 years to someone who looks nothing like the Barbie doll ideal he had, but couldn't be a better match for him. Totally still in love.
Yeah.
Great couple all these years. And
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they just enjoy each other. Like I said, it's about 25 years. They just still, you can just feel, they just enjoy each other and just living with each other so much. Mm-hmm. And if you just open up your eyes a little bit and, check around. Well, yeah, and your heart too. Open your eyes, open your heart. I have been so happy to have you here tonight. And so if you're still listening to this live, I've had author and psychic matchmaker Marla Martinson here. And right towards, you can go to her website, marlamartinson.com, and order her books or learn more about her. This woman does, it would take me a month to tell you everything that she does. But she's, like I said,
hey, I'm a Gemini.
And
what can I say? There's two people here.
Oh, she's a Gemini. That tells you. She's doing double, yes. She's even got one page on her blog called Cosmic Conversations, Interviews with Amazing Experts. And she's talked to almost everyone. It will take you a while to go
YouTube
through.
Show.
So if you get it,
what
now?
YouTube show, Cosmic Conversation. That's my YouTube show, Cosmic Conversation.
Her YouTube show. Okay.
The
Cosmic Conversations is for the YouTube show. And of course, you can also hear her Wednesdays. Mystical Matchmaker is her radio show on Blog Talk Radio like this. It's 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. The time sets in between. You ought to be able to figure out what they are. And just like Madame Perry Salon or anything else on Blog Talk Radio or a podcast, you can listen live, but then it's always available later for you to download and listen to later in case you missed it. And don't forget to the newest book is The Buddha Made Me Do It. Her other books, Diary of Beverly Hills Matchmaker, Hearts on the Line, Amateur Night. Excuse me, your soulmate is waiting and worthy of love. These totals tell, I mean, the titles are great. They tell you what. And I am so happy you're here, and I'm so happy that our mutual friend Tony Green introduced us. So, Tony, we're going to give some shout out love
yeah.
to you.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Tony. So if there's anything else, do you have a final word? I guess because it's Halloween's tomorrow. And,
that's right.
And
yeah,
there are people...
make it a magical Halloween and do something special for yourself. Maybe you want to do that ritual of releasing or pamper yourself. And I'd love to hear from you, so connect with me. And thanks for having me, Madam Perry. It was so magical to be with you tonight on Halloween Eve. And thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening, and much love.
Thank you. And by the way, on all of my social media, for Madam Perry and for Jennifer Perry, I will have all the links for Marla's website and Twitter,
no
everything.
Moon
and so
what a
this
night.
Is something romantic. No
Even
moon at all. All right. I love you so much,
realize.
And I'll see you next time. God thank you, Marla. Thank you, everybody.
And there's no moon at all. Don't make a sound. It's so dark.